Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate is scheduled to vote today on a bill that would avert a partial government shutdown that will happen after midnight without congressional action. The House will vote afterwards. Democrats removed a provision from the government funding bill that also raised the debt limit. This was opposed by Republicans. The House voted Wednesday on separate legislation to raise the debt limit, but that bill's future is not certain in the Senate. Meanwhile, President Biden spent much of the day on Wednesday trying to bridge the differences within his own party over two major pieces of his legislative agenda. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
President Biden, it seems, is talking to almost everyone. He's had the two moderate Senate holdouts to the White House, and he's huddled with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Leader Chuck Schumer. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki referred to this as a precarious time for the president's agenda. The way forward is unclear. Moderates on Capitol Hill want to pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill this week and then continue talking for weeks or even months about a bigger bill that would expand the social safety net. Progressives want to move much faster. The White House says the price tag of that bigger bill will have to come down from $3.5 trillion to, well, nobody's quite sure. Psaki says the president will continue his conversations with lawmakers and may even travel to Capitol Hill himself. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Some doctors are urging federal officials to quickly authorize booster vaccinations for people who got the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. But NPR's Will Stone reports some people are not waiting for official government guidance.
Millions of Americans who got the Pfizer COVID vaccine are now authorized to get the booster. But among those still waiting are the approximately 15 million people who got the one-shot J&J vaccine. Recent data suggests they are more vulnerable to breakthrough infections and hospitalization than those who got either the Pfizer or the Moderna shots. Already, thousands of people who got the J&J shot have gone out and received an unauthorized booster. One of them is Amy, who teaches in Chicago.
It seemed like I needed to get a second shot of something, and the thing that I was able to get was a Pfizer.
The White House has said a recommendation on boosters for J&J recipients could be coming in a matter of weeks. Will Stone, NPR News.
North Korea says that its leader is willing to restart communications with South Korean officials. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that his remarks come after North Korea staged three missile test launches this month.
State media report that Kim Jong-un is willing to reconnect the hotlines in early October. He added that Pyongyang has no intention to provoke or harm South Korea. By contrast, Kim slammed the Biden administration, saying that with U.S. hostile policies still in place, Washington's offer of talks without preconditions are no more than a trick.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The gunman who killed one woman in a San Diego synagogue in 2019 and wounded two others will be sentenced today in a California state courtroom. The shooter, who admired violent racists, is expected to receive a life prison term. Separately, he pleaded guilty to more than 100 federal counts for the deadly attack. He's expected to receive another life prison term. Ecuador's president says 116 inmates have been killed and dozens injured after a battle erupted inside an Ecuadorian prison. NPR's Philip Reeves reports the president has declared a state of emergency in the prison system.
Outbreaks of violence are common inside Ecuador's overburdened prison system, where rival gangs wrestle for control. This is one of the bloodiest the country's ever seen. It happened at the Litoral Penitentiary in the city of Guayaquil. A battle erupted between prisoners armed with guns, knives, and grenades. Officials say at least five inmates were decapitated. It happened Tuesday, but the scale of the violence is still emerging. Authorities blame gangs with links to international drug cartels. President Guillermo Lasso has announced an emergency in the penitentiary system, allowing him to deploy police and soldiers inside the prison, where he's vowed to restore order. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
A French court has sentenced former French President Nicolas Sarkozy up to a year in prison. He's been convicted of illegal campaign financing linked to his failed re-election bid in 2012. Sarkozy says he plans to appeal. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.